and share the bed with his slave girl. When the wife got up and she looked around, husband was nowhere to be seen. So she stood up. And as she walked, she found that her husband is having relation with the slave girl, which obviously Islam had made permissible. So, أخذت الشفرة, she took a knife. She took a knife and she came. In the interim, he sensed the severity and the sensitivity of the situation. So he sprung up from the bed quickly and he came out. The riwayat appears in Dari Qutni on page 44. So he caught his wife walking with a knife like this in the dead of night. He said, Mayhem, what's the matter, my wife? What's happening? She said, what's the matter? You're still asking. If I had to see you where I seen you, لَوَجَعْتُكَ بَيْنَ كَتِفَيْكَ, I would have penetrated this knife between your shoulders. So he tells his wife, وَأَيْنَ رَأَيْتِنِي, where you seen me? She says, I seen you on the slave girl. So he tells his wife, I wasn't there. If I had relation with her, that means I'm impure. And if I'm impure, I cannot read Quran. I'm ready to read Quran. So she says, okay, read Quran to prove the fact that you're pure. So he starts singing Arabic couplets. وَفِينَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابًا إِذَا انْشَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى. No, she didn't know it was Quran. She didn't know this was poetry. She said, well, singing melodious Arabic, it must be Quran. When he read the Arabic couplets and she thought it to be Quran, she said, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَذَّبْتُ بِالْبَصَرِ. I believe what you say and I deny my sight. But understand here, there was no crime that was being committed. Allah forbid you are perpetrating a crime and having an illicit relation. Now that is a crime and you lie is a double crime. That is a sin and you lie, that is a very big sin. Understand the situation. Let's not run our minds and apply our logic. Here he was involved in something that was halal and lawful and legitimate. He had not committed or perpetrated any offense. Anyway, but it bothered him. In the morning, he went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he went and he reported. He said, O Nabi of Allah, this is what had happened. فَرَأَيْتُهُ ضَحِكَ حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِزُهُ. He says, I seen Nabi alayhi salam with such a broad smile that his blessed teeth got exposed also. Now the hadith that I quoted in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْعِتَابِ. There is nothing that Allah has created on the face of this earth that impresses him more than the liberation of slaves. And there is nothing but nothing that Allah has created which is more despicable and detestable to Allah than divorce. Now let me give you the first part of the hadith in Fathul Allam, which is the commentary of Bulughul Maram. It is mentioned regarding the Sahaba, how many slaves they liberated. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu liberated 20 slaves. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha 69. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu 70. Hakim ibn Hizam radiallahu anhu 100. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu 1000. Dhul Kila Himyari radiallahu anhu on one day 8000 slaves. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu 30,000 slaves. Why? Ma ahabba Allahu. Allah has not created anything more beloved to him than the liberation of slaves. Because slavery undoubtedly is a form of exploitation, and hence Islam promoted the liberation of slaves. The second portion of the hadith, there is nothing that Allah has created that is more despicable than talaq. Mu'adh ibn Jabal says, I was standing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was told that a man has divorced his wife 3 times. Nabi alayhi salam got up and he said, Ayal, this riwayat comes in Nasa'i Sharif, Ayal abu ahadukum bi kitabillah wa ana bayna adhurikum. Are you people mocking with the book of Allah while I'm in your presence? So one sahabi stood up and he said, Afala aqtuluhu. O Nabi of Allah, should I kill this man if he is playing and messing around with the Quran like this? The riwayat is in Muwatta Imam Malik. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, the hadith is mentioned on the strength that one person came to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and he said, Inni talaqtu imra'ati mi'ata tatliqa. I gave my wife 100 talaqs. Now this happens very, very common, more than 3. I gave my wife 100 talaqs. فَمَاذَا تَرَى عَلَيَّ. How do you view my situation? Abdullah ibn Abbas said, تُلِّقَتْ مِنْكَ بِثَلَاثِ. She was separated from you with 3 talaqs. وَالسَّبْعُ وَتِسْعُونَ اتَّخَذْتَ بِهَا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَى. And the other 97 talaqs, you were mocking with Allah and His Nabi and He'll deal with you. The other 97, you were playing with Allah. You were mocking with Allah. In one riwayat it comes, Mujahid narrates it. He says, I was sitting with Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and then suddenly one person came. And he said, Yabna Abbas, inni talaqtu imra'ati thalatha tatliqa. I gave my wife 3 talaqs.